We love to cover theater here every Wednesday from 10 to 11, as dominated by as much theater as we could talk about, and we did that, and still had time to bring in something really that really matters, and that's the really important theater program that's been going for 50 years now at Spokane Falls Community College. And I think at least once every 50 years you should get some new energy into something, although they've done it more often than that. And so welcome to Spokane, Ashley DeMoville.
Thank you so much.
And let's find out who you are. Where were you a year ago before you, when you were kind of looking around and looking maybe to find this job?
A year ago, I was teaching at Leeward Community College in Honolulu, Hawaii. So it's been like my entire world turned upside down in the last year.
Yeah, well, welcome to 16 degrees in the 1st of November. We're glad to get you right into it. And then you have roots in New Zealand, right?
Was it
just a passageway?
It was a passageway. Yeah. I feel very connected to the place. We were there for a few years. I studied for my master's degree there at the National Drama School, Toi Whakaari, which is an amazing institution. So I feel like it's one of my homes, even though we were only there for a short time.
So before New Zealand, what part of the country and what part of the educational establishment were you inhabiting as you got into theater as a kid?
As a kid, I was in Mission Viejo, California, so Southern California in the Orange County area. And like most people, I got involved in theater in high school. And like most people, I started out as an actress. And by the time I was, I guess, a junior in high school, I discovered being on the other side of the stage. The drama teacher there invited me to stage manage and to assistant direct, and I discovered how much I love organizing and bringing together all the different elements. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I started focusing more on directing.
And so is that what you studied in college?
It's not. I actually, right after high school, I went to Hawaii. And so I studied at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and I was there for 5-6 years before I moved to New Zealand for the graduate program, and then back to Hawaii.
Is theater the same all over the English-speaking world, or are there differences in how theater is perceived in a place like New Zealand?
Oh, that's such an amazing question. There are differences that I would never have been able to understand in any way before I went. I expected it to be very, very similar. But especially being in a place like Wellington, which is has a lot of very rich theater scene. And it's also a bit of a crossroads. We had a lot of different people in the theater community and in our program from different areas around the world. And I had the privilege of working with a young man from Germany, Sebastian. And he had he was constantly amazed at my stories of producing theater in America, because he never realized how much support he had from the German government until he realized that in America we're just not supported that way. And it's similar in New Zealand. They don't have quite as much financial support from the government as this gentleman did in Germany, but still a whole different level.
So does that mean that then you can simply put more of your energy into the product?
Exactly. And I think that's something that in America we have there's this feeling like we need to be professionals when we're in educational, when we're in community theater. But there's something very different about professional theater. And it's not about, I think that the word becomes associated with quality. And I work really hard to teach my students that being professional is not the same thing as having high quality. You can be community theater and have high quality. The difference is it takes a whole lot more work because you're also working full-time at other jobs, studying full-time. So you don't have the headspace and the time to put into the work that you would if you were working professionally.
Ashley DeMoville, who just took the job beginning this fall as the director of the theater department at Spokane Falls Community College. They had an opening last night. We'll get there soon enough. But I wanted to question, you know, the kind of usual. What are the challenges? You've already worked at a community college, so you know of what you speak. What are the challenges and what are the rewards, and especially the purposes of doing theater in a community college?
Oh, that is such a broad question. I love it. I think there's so, let me speak to purpose first. Mm-hmm. I think I try to come back to purpose constantly. And I think that our purpose doing theater at a community college is to serve multiple different groups of people. First and foremost, we're serving our students in our Associate Fine Arts in Drama program. We're providing opportunities for them to build their skills and get to a place where they can work professionally in theater or transfer to a university right out of our doors once they graduate. So that's huge. Our second priority is serving the other students at the college. There is so much that can be learned in drama and theater courses that students aren't able to get in other courses. We talk a lot about building communication skills and building critical thinking skills, and there's just only so much you can do as an instructor in an English course or in a history course in building those skills. In theater, we have the opportunity to just get students on stage, get them talking, get them working together to solve physical problems and building sets and creating characters. And that those abilities generalize to other areas. So one of my biggest successes, or examples of a success, I once got an email from a student a few months after the class finished. She'd just been in my beginning acting class. And she wrote to me and said, "Ashley, I just want to thank you so much. I just got hired as in the human resources department at a large company." And she said, "I would not have gotten this job if it wasn't for that acting class." Mm-hmm. Because I walked into the interview and there were five people asking questions. And then there were four people being interviewed for the same job. It was a group interview. And she said, "Before the acting class, I would have never had the confidence to stand up and show them what knowledge I have and what skills I have." And with that, just what seemed like playing in acting class turned into this confidence and communication building experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I can paraphrase a little bit of I think what you were saying there, it's one thing to take a test. It's another when your test is whether you did or did not produce the performance that the people had paid to sit in the seats and listen to.
Exactly. Well, that's another thing that I speak to the students about, that we're very used to being tested on knowledge, and we view tests and assessments as a chance to prove expertise. And in art, that's not possible. You're never going to be a full expert that knows every single thing. That's the whole point of art, is that you're constantly exploring and building your skills. So when you do an assessment in a theater course, it's another step in the process. You're showing that you're improving from before, and you're working toward creation in a way that is as useful and successful as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can go back, there was one more purpose.
Yeah, please.
I talk too much sometimes. The third purpose, I think, at the community college level for me is serving the community itself. And that's goes outside the kind of edges of the actual physical college. There are so many people in our community and relatively few opportunities to see different types of theater. Mm. I mean, there are a lot of theaters out there. But when you look at the size of the city and the number of people being served, I think there's a real role that the community college plays in producing work that is meaningful to different groups within the community.
So you apply for a job, you come and check it out as well as you can, and then you show up to take the job. Talk about the theater department that you discovered you had once you started your first day of work.
I should start by saying that I came from a department that was... I'd been there for a number of years, and we had a solid group of students who had, you know, it changes a lot because it's a two-year institution, right. but we have certain people that stick around and that come back for shows even after they graduate, and it was a family. It was a very strong family, and I was expecting to really have to start from the bottom and build up. I expected a long process, but from the minute I walked into those doors, I found a family. And it's just, it's amazing how supportive these students are of each other, of the staff and other faculty members, and of me. So that was the biggest surprise in stepping in. It's just things, finding a group of people that are so willing to just come with me on the journey was really exciting.
And when you're in a community college with, I'm speaking with Ashley DeMoville, the director of the theater department at Spokane Falls Community College. When you're at a community college, you have three major productions, one for each quarter of the year. And so we'll think about the second and third later. Were you able to be the person that picked your opening show?
I was.
Okay, and so tell us, what is and why the Fairy Tale Lives of Russian Girls?
Well, I was looking at the whole season. And so I wanted something that was significant for the celebrating the 50 years of theater at Spokane Falls Community College. And so I chose the kind of season theme as coming home. I think it's really important to really take this time at the 50-year mark to check in with the program that we've had and the people that have passed through the doors, try to bring some people back, alumni, and then start looking more toward the future as well. So the first show, The Fairy Tale Lives of Russian Girls, it's by Meg Miroshnik. It is about a young woman who is Russian-American. She's living in Los Angeles, and she is sent back to Moscow by her mother to polish off her Russian language skills and to kind of embark on a coming-of-age experience. And so she discovers in going to her home, she discovers what home really is, and she discovers a little bit more about herself. That sounds so much more lovey-dovey than the show actually is.
Yeah. But I assume we have Russian girls, but describe kind of the range of the number and diversity of the cast members.
We have 15 people in the cast. As written, the show calls for 6 women. Up to 9 women, and then there's a lot of double casting. Of course, at a community college, we want to provide as much opportunity as possible, and I had so many amazing students, so I divided up a number of those roles. So we do have some young men in the cast. They were just too talented not to use in the show. And we actually have one of the main characters in the show is the witch, Baba Yaga, and that role is being played by a man, Michael Hickson, who's doing a phenomenal job. He's such an amazing witch. So we have a pretty good mix. And with 15 people, it's a fairly large cast.
Yeah. And then it is a production, and so we're going to move to the sense of the rest of your department. And other than your two kind of emeritus people helping you, the Marlowes, Bill and Sarah, you have in among you Chris Hansen. So talk about the what you get to have when you show up and somebody can do the real work.
That is, I cannot tell you, for anyone who has not worked in theater, we are nothing without the technical side. Mm-hmm. So most of my job as the director, I think the assumption is that the director works with the actors, mm-hmm. but most of my job is working with my support staff and my artistic team. And so the head of the artistic team in designing the sets and the lights is Chris Hansen. So from the very beginning, from the first time that I came out to visit in June, we have been talking about the show and mm-hmm. talking about the design and how we're going to work to get this crazy mishmash fairy tale story on stage.
So let's meet Chris. Hello. Good morning, Chris.
And Good morning.
Welcome. Have you been involved with the department for a while?
This will be my third year. I got the job, luckily, right out of college. Graduated from Eastern Washington University. And I originally came in sharing the course, and now I share it with Ashley's husband, and until
you
I get
say
my
sharing,
master's.
Sharing the course, is it a specific class in scenic,
yes.
in production that you teach?
Yes, I teach Drama 230, which is the Stagecrafts course. We teach basic beginning tech elements from understanding your union lighting instruments to basic construction and basic scenic paint.
And what's the range of your students' experience?
Well, this fall has been the most students I've received in my courses so far, so I'm lucky to have all of them. They have a wide range. I've got people that have never touched a power tool in their life, and I have people that have been working in construction for 20-plus years. So now they get to see mm-hmm. a different side of construction, because in theater we build things for 2 weeks, and in their construction they build things for like 20-plus years. So it's interesting to see the speed at which I push them to work.
Mm-hmm. And yet there's a lot of interesting things, because, of course, even though it needs to be quick and cheap and light, it still needs to be safe and do a lot of things. It must
yes.
be an interesting thing of design and construction.
Very much so. They've taught me a few things. I've taught them hopefully most of it, but it's fun to get that wide range of experience in the shop, because then I can not have to worry, I guess, about teaching simple things to some students, you know, that already know, and then they can pair up with students that maybe have never touched something, and then they just learn patience together and working with other people, which is such a big part of the technical theater aspect, is that you're going to work with people on your artistic team that maybe have differing views, but you still got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so in your life here, do you moonlight? Do you work for some of the other theater companies in town?
I do. This fall was my busiest yet. I'm actually an actor in our area quite often. I just got off of Young Frankenstein for Aspire Community Theater. Mm-hmm. And I also occasionally work for the Stagehand Union around the arena and things like that, and for the Fox and things like that. So I find myself in other shops frequently, and as well as their stages.
Mm-hmm. And back to Ashley, in teaching the whole thing of theater to these kids in a 2-year associate's program, do they get to specialize, or do you need them to just kind of come out evenly, having learned a little bit of everything?
Yes, no, both, mm-hmm. everything. So mm-hmm. we encourage them to do everything. And mm-hmm. I think part of that is, I feel like a number of students come into the community college with a goal and then discover so many things they didn't know existed. So I meet with them as I'm the main advisor. So I meet with them when they first come in, and then I meet with them every quarter. And we have a series of questions that we encourage them to ask themselves every quarter. And they're required to take classes that are very general across the board. Everyone takes 3 acting classes. Everyone takes stagecraft class multiple times throughout the course of their studies. Everyone takes the production class. So they're exposed to everything in theater. And then we do encourage them to specialize. So in the production class, I think, is where most of the specialization happens. Mm-hmm. They do all the training in the outside courses. And then when we do produce the shows, they decide if they want to audition, if they want to work on lights, if they want to build some experience creating the sound. And we try to work with each student on an individual basis, mm-hmm. so that they can experiment with different specialties. And then by the end of their 2 years, hopefully, they know what their primary mm-hmm. goal is.
What about directing?
We right now don't focus a whole lot on directing. I do always try to look for students and bring them in to work as assistant directors. And we do outside extracurricular directing experiences for the students. So we do student-directed one-act plays. At this stage in the game, the idea is that they have to learn everything else first mm-hmm. before they can get to
sure,
that point.
Of course. And let's rotate back around now to this play that opened last night, The Fairy Tale Lives of Russian Girls. You expressed some of the plot and a little bit of the way you're doing it, but what's the point of the play? What stories is it telling? What ways is it? Are people walking out having grown by seeing the play?
For me, the play explores how fairy tales affect us in our adult lives. And the way it does it is it presents these fairy tales for us, and then it presents these very real scenarios that these young women are experiencing, and we see the correlation between the fairy tale and their actual lives, and we see them making choices based off of this fairy tale understanding of the world that they gained as children. And I think it also explores the way that fairy tales sometimes can record a more true history than history books. There's something more to the human experience than just dates. And a progression of events. The fairy tales and folklore record the human experience in a more immediate, emotional way.
Yeah, The Fairy Tale Lives of the Russian Girls. It opened last night, and it's tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2, the pretty standard play times. And then next week, same thing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, and then concluding on Sunday afternoon, the 19th. So how did last night go?
Really well. Opening is always my favorite, because we have, especially for the students who are new to theater, And I try to talk them through this. I tell them, you're going to feel nervous. You're going to feel like maybe things aren't ready because from your perspective, you're not quite aware of all the pieces coming together. And then opening is just magical because by the end, they realize, oh, this is an amazing show. People liked it. It's so much fun because it comes to a different level when you have an audience. So last night was awesome. As always, it was magical.
Good. So it opened last night and continues through the 19th, The Fairy Tale Lives of Russian Girls. And my guest, Ashley DeMoville, is coming to town this fall, and we'll be glad to have you around our community.
Thank you so much.